This is Kevin, and it's always good to sit down with Nile Rodgers. He's an extremely busy man, and 2015 now looks like it's going to be a really special year for you.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's starting out great, recording a lot of music. I've done stuff, I can't even think of everybody. It's dizzying. But I'm in currently with Duran Duran, just finishing up Chic. Earlier this year, I did some stuff with Disclosure, and then Sam Smith wanted to finish that song off. And then they just texted me a second ago saying they want me to now do this song that they're working on for Kylie Minogue. And Nile, when are you going to be in London? I went, I'm here now. They're like, okay, great. So, it's been an extraordinary, and I'm leaving out so many people. I can't tell you how many others. Michael McDonald, Chaka Khan, Elton John, Miley Cyrus. Yeah, all trying. I'm trying to get them all on the Chic record. I have this one song that's written in full four-part harmony, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash meet Chic. And so I spoke to Miley the other day. She was down. Spoke to Chaka Khan. She was down. Spoke to Elton John. He's down. And then now I just got to get Janelle Monáe, try and get her in one spot, because I just recorded her the other day, and she was amazing.
But Miley, you're right. You're a big fan.
I love Miley. I got to tell you, last year at Clive Davis's party, when I heard her sing Jolene, I was sitting there with my girlfriend. My mouth was like, she killed it. And in this year, she killed. I mean, she's just like, no joke. She's like, I'm sitting in the audience going, is that girl really singing that like that? So I just pulled her aside the other day. Matter of fact, it's all over YouTube and Twitter. I'm like, there's a picture of she, myself, and Ricky Martin. And I just said, you know, Miley, I'm just being really straight up with you. Like, you obviously have to know this, because you can't sing like that and not know it. I said, you're just killing. You are absolutely killing. And then 4 days ago, I was in Germany. 5 days ago, I was in Germany. And I had no idea that she was going out with Arnold Schwarzenegger's son and that Susan Sarandon, I think it's like her godmother or something. So like we're up on stage playing, I'm playing Good Times. So Susan I've known for years and Arnold I've known for gazillions of years. We did our first interviews together. And so all three of us are up on stage. So I send the photo to Miley, and she says, I can't believe it. All three of my favorite people are on stage together at the same time.
This has to happen every year.
Right. So it's like, you know, all right, now just give me a day, because all I need is a day, because it's all written. Just sing the parts the way I have it written, like a chorale. But it's not
beautiful.
It's not a chorale. It's funky, like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I'm just picturing that right now, because only you can deliver it. But you mentioned Kylie Minogue, and look, you're going to see Kylie, because you've got these amazing tour dates coming up now, back in the UK, which kicks off in London March 20th, and you'll end summer, Hyde Park. She's you and her, Chic, Nile Rodgers, Kylie.
And big. Grace Jones.
And Grace Jones.
Grace Jones.
Don't forget Miss Jones.
For Grace, I wouldn't have Le Freak.
That's true. Looking forward to Hyde Park with Kylie?
Of course. I love her. And I'll probably see her in the next few days. I don't know. I got to see how I can work this out.
For anyone coming to Hyde Park this summer, what's the message now?
Well, we played there last summer, and it was awesome. It was, wow, we had 75,000 people. And it was amazing. It was the hottest day of the year, and we tried to make it even hotter. I mean, our philosophy with Chic is we give the audience everything. When we leave the stage, we have nothing left. If they called us out for like another encore, it's like, no, we'd have to crawl. We're like, you know, at the end of a marathon, it's like, no, we're soaking wet. We're done. So now we've added Get Lucky, because finally I played it with Daft Punk at the Grammys. So now we have that in the set. We'll be coming with our new songs, at least one of the new songs. And the way that we arrange our songs is we try and make them the album versions, because that's what we're a band. We like to play. So, you know, we just have to see. I don't know how long our show is going to be. And we're not the stars, so we don't get to go 3 hours, you know.
I know you could. But here's the thing with you, Nile. I know that you're not somebody that's you don't rest on your laurels. You're not nostalgic. You don't look back. You're always looking forward. But here's a project and a new record that encompasses what? The past with the present. Yeah. And something big in what we've waited 23 years. So.
That's why it's called It's About Time, because it is about time. It's about the time that Bernard and I haven't been together. I've lyrically and artistically treated this record like the story of Rip Van Winkle, who fell asleep for 20 years, because when this record comes out, it would be about exactly 20 years since Bernard passed away. So when you look at the world, if you think about time, when Bernard died, we could fly from New York to London in under 3 hours. Now we can't. It's like, how would he understand, like, we can't fly to London in 3 hours? What happened? And then also, we didn't have the internet. So it's like, so artistically, the dialogue and the lyrics treat the world as if the past is the future, and if the and also as if the past is currently happening. And even in our very first single, there's a lyric that says, I don't want to live in the past, but it's a nice place to visit. And if you come along, I'll be there.
That's a great lyric.
Yeah, that's the name of the song, is I'll Be There. And it's, it sounds heavy because I'll Be There is the last thing I said to Bernard. Actually, it's the first thing I said to Bernard when I found his body and I realized he was dead. It took me a long time to accept it. You know how your body just, your brain won't acknowledge reality. And when I finally acknowledged that he was dead, I put my two fingers on his face and it was the same temperature as the table. And I just flipped out and I said, well, now I could be there for you in death the way you were there for me in life. So that's why the song was called I'll Be There. But it's not depressing. It's not a depressing song. So, it's basically, matter of fact, it's not basically, it's absolutely, it's the story of Chic. The lyric starts out with, life began for me when a single DJ dropped the needle on our vinyl. I looked out to see people on the dance floor, living proof of our arrival.
And the riff sounds amazing.
It just sounds amazing.
What you're going to see is really how Chic records are made. It's always fun because I treat records... I go with the statistics. I treat records like most records don't recoup. They don't become hits and they don't become number one. So let's have the best time we can while we're doing this because nothing's going to happen after this. So you just see us having the time of our lives and everybody loving it and the track is killing and it's my original band. And we cut this thing in 79 and it wasn't even good enough to be a record to us then.
Which is unbelievable, because I know when we hear it, we're going to go, what?
But I'm being a little disingenuous. The reason why it wasn't good enough, because it wasn't the full song. So what happened is that the way we make Chic records is we always play the groove at the end. So like Good Times, perfect example, we played the doom, 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 and then we kept playing that over and over and over again. And then once Bernard had it down, I screamed to the engineer, make it red. And then he knew we were in recording and we went back and just read the chart and we played it down. So with I'll Be There, it was a Sister Sled song that wound up becoming a song called Love Somebody Today. But what we had done is we were just recording the end and it wound up being the end of the day. And you can look, you'll see the track sheet. You'll see it was the last thing we did. And then we came back the next day and listened to the groove and went, okay, the groove is good. Now let's read the chart down. So it's got a big red X over it to say, don't use this one because this ain't the song. But it wound up being I'll Be There.
Niall, always good to see you. So look, you're going around the UK, London, Leeds, Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, then London for British Summertime Hyde Park. And I've got to finally ask you about Ronson because he paid tribute to you at the Brits. I spoke to him. He keeps bringing you up in conversations. Uptown funk, that sound is everywhere. You've got to be proud of that, man.
Come on, I've known Mark since he was 5 years old. I gave him his very first Walkman. He's like my... it's like, what is he? Is he my son? Is he my brother? I don't even know what to call him. But... I mean, I just love him. I'm super proud of him. And when we were working, when we first started working on Duran, he played Uptown Funk for me. And he said, no, you don't know this. You were the first person I played it for outside of, you know, the guys that they were involved with. And I looked at the Duran guys. We were still trying to come up with a solid hit. So that's what we got to do now is we got to write smashes. And then I wrote three songs, which they call Nile 1, 2, and 3. And I said, there you go. Those are three smashes.
Disclosure, Sam, Duran, Ronson. And now it's all about Chic Organization. The new album later this year. Brand new single, live dates in the UK. Niall, always good to see you, sir.
Thank you, bro. Good to see you again, man, too.